Moff Tal Gatels, said Jack. He did not extend his hand. Gatels had started to, but smoothly altered the gesture to appear as though he were merely adjusting his other sleeve.
Head of State Jagged Fell, he said.
His voice was gruff but pleasant.
I must say, your dinner invitation was rather a surprise, although a most happy one. I'm very gratified you chose to see me.
It was the least I could do. After the bold public stand you took on Dala's incarceration, I wanted to thank you in person for your support. Please, have a seat.
The table in the formal dining area aboard the Pelion could easily accommodate 8, but there were only 2 places set. Serving droids stood unobtrusively in the shadows, moving forward silently only as they were needed. Gentle glow rods provided pleasant but safe lighting, catching the sparkle of the utensils and the faceted glasses. As Jag and Gatels took their seats, a droid came forward and poured something dark blue and fragrant into a glass.
A toast, said Jag, lifting his glass. To the Empire.
Gatels' soft, kindly eyes crinkled in a smile.
I will most enthusiastically drink to that. To the Empire.
Bisque, thick and rich-smelling, was placed before them. Gatels placed his napkin in his lap and spooned up his soup.
I've been talking to some of my moffs one-on-one, said Jack, and it's been a long time since you and I chatted.
Frankly, sir, it's been a long time since anyone bothered to chat with me. I regret to say that the only thing that made me newsworthy was choosing to support you in this situation,
Gatels said, almost apologetically.
Possibly, Jag allowed with a thin smile, tasting the soup as well. But I'm sure there are more on our side than are willing to speak about it, don't you think?
Gatels grunted and reached to butter his bread.
Fine job the Jedi did, if you ask me. Women shouldn't be running things anyway. Nobody wants to stick his neck out and say so, though. I stand by what I said.
Jag said noncommittally. I've heard some interesting rumors about where she might have gone and what she might be up to. Don't suppose you've heard anything?
Me?
Gatels chuckled ruefully.
Head of State Fell.
Call me Jag.
Very well, Jag. As I said earlier, nobody's bothered to talk to me for quite some time. I'm practically gathering cobwebs. You flatter me if you think I'd be in any sort of position to know any such thing. While I do still proudly lay claim to the title of Moff, my holdings are rather humble, and I haven't been much involved in politics recently.
The man was clearly uneasy, as his gulp of wine indicated. It was no wonder he hadn't risen very high.
You do have a rather large shadow trailing you,
Jag agreed mildly, taking another sip.